This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The Fort Peck, Assiniboine, and Sioux tribes in Montana recently completed a large intertribal transfer of bison. Wyoming Public Radio's Savannah Marr reports.
The 40 buffalo were rounded up into semi-trailers in Wolf Point, Montana. They're headed to new homes with 16 different tribes as far away as the Oneida Nation in Wisconsin and the Aleutic Tribe of Old Harbor in Alaska. Irvin Carlson is president of the Intertribal Buffalo Council, which facilitated the transfer. He says the animals were part of a surplus population at Yellowstone National Park and would otherwise have been slaughtered.
So today, you know, is real gratifying just to be able to get some animals out of there and then out to tribes.
The buffalo spent a year in quarantine on the Fort Peck Reservation to ensure they're disease-free. Johnny Bear Cub Stiffarm heads up the tribe's buffalo program. She says this transfer was a long time coming.
We have a drum group out here, and they'll sing the prayer songs. They'll sing the songs to send the buffalo safely to their new homes, that they travel safe and receive blessings, and say goodbye to them for us, and we'll send them on their way.
For National Native News, I'm Savannah Marr.
A new art degree program is being offered to students at the University of Alaska Southeast, which is part of a larger vision that's been in the works for years, to establish a Northwest Coast arts hub. KTOO's Elizabeth Jenkins has more.
The new degree program is a partnership between the University of Alaska Southeast, Sea Alaska Heritage Institute, and the Institute of American Indian Arts in Santa Fe, New Mexico. The agreements were signed a few years ago, but it's taken some time to line everything up. Kari Gruven, the art director at Sea Alaska Heritage Institute, says there's a lot of room for growth.
We're at a really great milestone now that it exists in the first place.
The program is a two-year art degree with a focus on Northwest Coast Indigenous art. As part of the new program, students are required to take an intro course into relevant Native languages. Then, there are hands-on art classes to choose from. Some of the courses have been offered before by the university, and some are brand new. For instance, acclaimed weaver Lily Hope is teaching an online class about career development as an artist. Students enrolled in the program will have the option to transfer credits to the university in New Mexico if they want to pursue a bachelor's degree. Gruven thinks this kind of comprehensive academic offering is long overdue. She says many people are familiar with the region's formline design, but the associate's program is a way to gain a deeper understanding.
In a way that associate's degree provides a starting point for that journey.
With COVID-19, some of the courses will be offered online and some will still happen in person in accordance with the university's pandemic plan. And in the future, students will be able to experience some of these classes on a brand new campus. Sea Alaska Heritage has already started breaking ground on a 6,000 square foot facility in downtown Juneau. The campus is slated to be completed sometime next year. I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.
Powwows are being held virtually this Labor Day due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The online social distance powwow Facebook group has been helping connect vendors, dancers, and singers for the last 6 months. Over the weekend, dancers took part in contests, uploading their videos to be judged and win prizes. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Center for Indigenous Cancer Research at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center, dedicated to cancer research, medicine, and cancer care for Indigenous populations. A no-charge online risk assessment tool is available at roswellpark.org/assessme. As an American Indian or Alaska Native, you help elders, young people, and Native businesses when you exercise your right to vote November 3rd. Your vote makes a difference in Washington, D.C. and at home. Go to nativenews.net for more information. Brought to you by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.